So this week in the Bristol Bay region, we've had some very warm weather. A day or day and a half of rain as well, but really the story is mostly it's been warm. And we're really seeing the warm July now is starting to show up in the ocean temperatures. You'll recall we had that area kind of from Port Hyden or so up towards Togiak Bay, where we had ice linger longest, and that area had had near normal ocean surface temperatures early in the summer. But now the entire Bristol Bay region and really most of the Southeast Bering Sea is seeing significantly above normal ocean temperatures. Again, same story as before, not to the level of last year, but this year is now turning into definitely a warmer than the long-term average. Going forward here, looks like probably more of the same in store for the region. It's not going to be any really hot weather, but probably stay above normal here. We probably will get a day or two with a wind and some rain as a storm moves by, mostly to the south of the Alaska Peninsula. But that should go on by and a drier weather return to the region. So all in all, warm is the word. At this point, precipitation across the region is below normal for the month of July. We'll get a little bit more here, but overall, I'm going to wind up with a drier than average July. Again, not like last year. So that's really the theme, both in the ocean and on land. It's warm, it's dry, but not to the extremes that we saw in 2019.
Mm-hmm. As a weather novice, what is the relationship between warming ocean temperatures and the weather on land? If there's like warmer oceans, how does that impact the land air temperature? Or is there no relation there at all?
That's a good question. And it's actually got different parts to it. So, of course, as far as air temperatures goes, the most direct influence will be, you know, right on the coast. So communities that sit right on the beach, they will be most directly influenced by those differences in the ocean temperatures compared to normal. Now, of course, the atmosphere is the big player there, but this time of year, if we don't have active weather systems moving through, water temperatures being warmer than normal mean that the air temperature right on the beach will, of course, be warmer than the long-term normal. As you move inland, that effect decreases some, but it really, as we've seen, say, in the autumn, warm ocean temperatures really can affect the weather across the state of Alaska. So it is more of an effect right on the coast than it is farther inland, but the effect does extend. The other area that can be significant for the Bristol Bay region is that in years when we have low ocean temperatures, say, colder than normal, that is also conducive to more low cloudiness because that air on the ocean surface is cool. It keeps the air right above it cool. And so that actually helps promote that low stratus cloud. It takes longer to burn off during the day, and we wind up with more cloudy days. When the water is warmer, we see less of that. And, of course, that's also one of those feedbacks. If there's less cloud, there's more sun on the water. That helps to heat it up as well. So they're interrelated. But generally, when we see low ocean temperatures in the summertime, we see more low cloudiness.
And then in terms of ice coverage, you mentioned the ice coverage that lasted for a long time between Port Hyden and the Togiak area. Did that have any impact on temperatures in the water or in the air?
So that was probably responsible. That longer-lasting ice was likely responsible for keeping the ocean water temperatures a little bit cooler in there as we move through May and June. But now that effect is mostly gone away now. The ice has been gone long enough. There's been enough mixing of the water now. And that certainly will have locally at least affected temperatures for the areas right on the coast, Togiak or Port Hyden or Pilot Point. Those communities may have had just a little bit lower temperatures than elsewhere due to that cooler water.
Well, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes to talk about what we're looking at as we head towards the end of July.
Okay, thanks very much, Izzy. We'll talk next week.